Okay. There we go.
Good? Okay, awesome. Hello, guys. Welcome to the morning ride.
You're Chris and I'm Tate.
I'm Chris. Next to me is Tate.
Wait, hold on. You can't take me home today?
No, I can't.
No? All right.
Yeah, I physically cannot. I'm physically unable to.
I think Grant's finally driving today.
Hey, nice.
So anyway, might ask him. So, yeah. Welcome to our podcast. It's a nice 50 degrees outside. Pretty chilly, but not too chilly, so it's good. It's good.
You can see your breath like a New Yorker.
Yeah, dude, I'm actually excited for that. That makes me feel fantastic.
Jake, watch out. Someone's backing out. Don't worry about it. Okay. Anyways, I've just completely lost train of thought.
Today we actually have a topic. Yeah, I know, surprise, all right? We can just come up one, pull it out of our ass.
Well, I mean, in specific, it's just me wanting to rant about YouTube and their...
YouTube Rewind. Oh,
YouTube
God.
YouTube Rewind.
Oh, God.
So,
it's so bad.
Dude, it was so bad.
All right, like, so, I don't know if you guys have watched the YouTube Rewind, or even, like, knew it already came out, but... So, if you do plan on watching it, I wouldn't say listen to this podcast as much as we want your viewers. If you don't care about what happens in it and you just want to listen to us rant about it, feel free to stay. But if you guys want to listen to it, watch the YouTube Rewind first, and then listen to our podcast. That's probably the recommended thing to do, because we'll be mentioning some, like, specifics, I think. there is a lot wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cringy parts that I skipped through a lot.
On top of
it, couldn't handle.
Well, I watched the whole thing just because I was like, okay, if... I was actually going to bring it up today, and then last night you said, yo, I want to talk about YouTube Rewind. I'm like, oh, okay, I already watched it, I've already planned for this. I know, we actually did, like, planning. Dude, this is a first. I feel professional now. I feel like we've worked our... actually done work for these 21 cents.
we're doing good at podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
You guys listening, you guys got us 21 cents. Thank you. Thank you for
21
that.
21 cents for all of our podcasts. Thank you guys so much. All right, so let's jump right into this YouTube Rewind. First off, my first complaint, PewDiePie wasn't in it. The
yeah.
chair was in it, but PewDiePie wasn't.
What I want to say is that no one relevant was in it.
No one relevant was in it except for, like, Will Smith. Just because he's an actor.
Except for Will Smith,
and
Casey
Ninja.
Ninja, and Casey Neistat, and John Oliver.
Yeah.
Those were the only people that you could really recognize. Everyone else, you're just like,
who are these people? Yeah.
These guys are YouTubers? I've never seen them in my life.
Yeah. There was literally no one recognizable in it. And, like, the fact that, like... Alright, so, how it started off. Start there before we get into, like, the really weird part. So how it started off is like, okay, yeah, Will Smith's like, yo, we get to control YouTube Rewind this year, so let's do Fortnite.
Yeah.
Literally, he was like, alright, I want to be in a Fortnite simulation. So then, all of a sudden, after that, it transfers up to, the battle bus, really, like a real-life battle bus.
CGI.
And it's floating in the sky. You've got a bunch of, like, random YouTubers and Will Smith there.
And just Ninja
who's driving the bus.
Yeah.
And then they started, like, playing bad music. It was recognizable rap music, but, like, it was definitely bad. I don't know. Some people might like it. I don't. It was just really random. Like, there was a lot of, like, unrecognizable faces saying stuff. Doing outdated memes.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, this is farther down in the video, at one point it's like, oh, you're gonna marry Bongo Cat! Like, literally, when, like,
yeah.
like literally one of the YouTubers ends up marrying Bongo Cat, like, are we like, encouraging bestiality now? Like...
And, like, I want to say that, you know, when, like, YouTube Rewind started in, like, 2011, like, watching those, they were, like, fun and cool to watch, because, like, you know, they weren't bad.
Yeah.
As bad as these latest ones. And
yeah,
like,
2017 was bad. This somehow managed to
be
do even worse. Yeah.
And what was it? I think 2014 or 15 was the best one. I don't remember.
I don't remember. I didn't start watching YouTube Rewind until 2014, so I think 2014 was the best one.
Yeah.
Just because that's the only one I've seen.
Yeah, like, only one of them had all the actually good YouTubers. Like,
yeah.
Like, PewDiePie, they had, like, Smosh at the time when they were so
great.
Yeah,
Smosh. Okay, that might have been 2014, 2013, maybe.
Yeah, like, Markiplier, like Niga Higa when he was popular at the time.
Oh yeah, Markiplier was in the latest one for like literally not even half a second, but he was there.
Yeah, you're a good person and all, but you're not that cool.
Literally said, I think this YouTube Rewind needs to go out to because they were controlling it and whatever. It's like this YouTube Rewind needs to go out to the people who were doing good stuff, and they show Markiplier for like a split second. Literally not even anyone else.
Yeah, they have disregard for all the YouTubers who actually care about making content for their viewers and doing good things, such as Markiplier. And then they put out all these other like random ass YouTubers who you're pretty much thinking, okay, these YouTubers are probably doing this for the money.
Yeah.
Like,
and then on top of that, there was like there was a whole entire thing of like as soon as after the little Fortnite simulation thing ended, there was like all these unrecognizable YouTubers gathered around a campfire, and they said, all right guys, what do you think this video really needs? And then someone goes, K-pop. What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't remember
K-pop ever being popular this year.
I know that like K-pop in general is popular, but like I don't remember. There was like no memes or like anything that was just like, K-pop is the shit right now, bro. And it's just like, what?
Yeah, literally.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so then on top of that, you just see, like, a bunch of randomness. The only cool part I thought about YouTube Rewind, which was, like, YouTube Rewind-ish, mm-hmm. just watching those, like, YouTubers that we didn't really recognize play soccer. Thought that was pretty cool. But, like, other than that, that was it.
They had that stupid shark song.
Oh, yeah. They had the baby shark song. Literally, like, for at least 10 seconds, there were people doing, like, doing a little dance, the baby shark song. Like,
yeah.
What?
Can I rant about that for a second? Why is that popular?
Yeah.
It's a kid's song, and when we were doing the CPR training a few weeks ago...
Yeah, someone played it.
One of the old guys was like, let's play the shark doo-doo-doo song so that we can learn how to do CPR. And I was just sitting there, I was listening to the song, I was like, wait, what? And I hear the song play, and I see everyone doing the CPR to the beat of that song.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god.
It works. Just works.
This is bad.
I personally play Another One Bites the Dust, because I hope the person I'm doing CPR on dies.
Yeah.
Just like if I hope Another One Bites the Dust.
Like, our old instructor, he was playing the, Staying Alive song, and that one I'm fine with. That's
the Bee Gees
a good song.
And Another One Bites the Dust were the ones I was I was taught to do, I guess.
But I feel so lucky that I wasn't with the instructor group that had the guy playing the shark song.
Yeah, that was awful.
And like, I just like that song was made for kids by kids
for kids.
Yeah. Essentially
made by kids.
These kids were used by their parents just to make, like, a shit ton of profit off, like, a video that they knew it was gonna explode.
Yeah.
And...
Well, it was an original song, and then, like, kids covered it.
Yeah. And, I was using this app one day to, find new ringtones for my phone.
Yeah.
And the top ringtone
is
of
that,
all time is that song.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I do not understand.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Actual grown adults listen to
Baby Shark, Baby Shark, Baby Shark, Baby Shark.
Fully grown adults listen to that as their phone ringtone.
I don't understand. Personally, what my phone ringtone is like, so it's like a flip activate thing from a game. like that's my ringtone, because I can bear with, I can bear with that.
My ringtone right now is just the default Apple ringtone, the one that like people make rap remixes and stuff.
Oh yeah, the default chime or whatever it is, xylophone ringtone. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And previously on my old phone, it was like several things. It was
Oh yeah, because you had Samsung, so.
Yeah, it was like the Silent Hill theme piano song.
Yeah.
It was like the Terry Crews commercial of Old Spice of
him, power!
Of him like doing the. Doing the Old Spice ringtone sort of thing. I also had like a chime that was just like a, it was kind of like a, it's like the tweet notification but with a fart at the end. No. It was the Old Spice whistle but with a fart at the end. So I had a friend. Hold on. When I was still in robotics, we were at JEA. Like in the main headquarter building.
Yeah.
To test out a robot because they gave us a space in the conference room to like assemble our like obstacle course and test out a robot. And I worked mainly in all the digital media stuff. So I was filming, I was taking photos, I was editing videos and stuff while they were doing the robot testing, programming, whatever. And one of my friends, he was bored because he had nothing to do because he was a solid worker.
Yeah.
So he would do the 3D program, 3D modeling on a computer about like what the robot should look like. But he didn't have anything to do because that's his only job. And
the robot's already built.
So we were messing around. I was sitting there filming and I had my phone in my pocket. My ringer was on and he started texting me. And all you can hear is the Old Spice whistle, and then just a fart, like a really loud fart. But it just kept repeating over and over and over, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? I pull out my phone, and I see A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. He knew that my phone ringtone was that, so he kept purposely texting me random ass shit so that my phone would fart every second. And everyone was looking at me, and I was like, I'm sorry, you guys.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty cool, though. Anyway, back to YouTube Rewind, because we're not done with it yet. No. So after the whole entire campfire thing, and someone gets married off the Bongo Cat, and a dog gets, you know, served champagne, you hear a bunch of K-pop, people eating more Korean weeb food.
I don't understand that either.
Dude, the whole entire thing. Anyway, a bunch of weird stuff happens. Then someone said, yo, guys, I think we should listen to the comments. So, the first thing that you see, as soon as that happens, was, I don't even remember what it was. It was something not important. Then, it was, like, them playing football, which I thought, oh,
what
why
cereal?
Is Siri activated? Oh my gosh, haven't we not?
Siri just turned on for no reason.
Yeah, stop my music, I'm not a fan. Okay, anyway, so they started playing football, it wasn't very important. Then they did the whole entire Baby Shark fiasco, because apparently that was a comment. Okay.
Yeah, I saw those comments, and I was like, there's no way that an actual physical human being had typed those comments.
Yeah, like, I doubt it. And then there was one where it was like, oh, it should be Fortnite dances. You see all these YouTubers dressed up in, like, Fortnite clothes and doing dances and stuff. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Fortnite dances should be totally in Rewind.
At that point, I was ready to just, you know, I was ready to turn Rewind off. And then I'm like, you know what? No. We've got to have content for tomorrow. I'm going to finish watching this up. So then, after they went through all the comments and all the stupid shit that was there, you had, it went back to Will Smith, and he's just like, whoa, guys, look at that! And then he, like, looks it through binoculars, and it's just the battle bus again, but the balloons that it's floating on are just the YouTube Rewind, the logo. And then it ends.
What I want to know is, why is Will Smith relevant enough for him to be, like, the face of Rewind this year?
I do not know. I don't think he was really in any big movies besides Bright, which was that Netflix movie.
Yeah, but that movie was garbage.
Yeah. I haven't even seen it, so I can't give my opinion on that.
That movie was... Like, the visual effects and stuff was pretty cool. Like, the setting was really, really awesome,
well,
but,
okay,
like, everything
actually,
was just
actually,
bad.
I just put two and two together. Because Bright is a racial commentary, of course Will Smith has to be the face of YouTube Rewind,
right?
Because he was the actor in the biggest racial commentary movie of the year. Oh my god. Oh! Let's not forget when they started mentioning all the people who like made good strides in that, then people started going around and talking about how different races and how women were empowered this year and stuff. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. So it went from just cringy to like to full politics. Libtard mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, the donation thing was cool. I will admit, that was cool. But then they started talking about, like, oh, can we talk about the amount of Asian people in movies this year? It's been pretty cool. I'm like, okay, hold on, hold on. Just because everyone else is fighting for equality and, like, oh, yeah, us too, we're a minority group, does not mean that Asians have not been consistently in movies for a really long time.
Yeah.
Literally, since at least 2001, I can name a few movies where Asians have been in it. Like, this, just because you had one movie this year of all Asians does not mean that Asians have been making great strides. No. And then they were talking about how women were empowered. Excuse me, ma'am. The most powerful people in Britain are women. Five of them.
Yeah.
And it's been like that for at least 3 years. 4 years. Probably 5 years, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long, that one designer in has been in the UK, but anyway, still, women have been empowered for a really long time. The whole entire equality thing's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have equality, and the only reason that you're working, the only reason you're not getting enough money is because you have to take.
You're not putting your effort into what you want to do.
Well, no, not that. On top of that, it's like, women get different jobs than men, so obviously the average is going to be skewed. You're actually making the same amount as a guy. It's just because you guys decide to take different jobs than men. Mm. You could be a nurse in a hospital. You're getting the pay the same amount as your guy counterpart. If anything, maybe a little bit more, because female nurses are preferred.
Dude, every friend that I have who is a girl wants to be a nurse. They all want to go to medical school. So, I mean, I don't know.
So, yeah. Then you've got...
Except for Dakota, she wants to be in the military.
Yeah, yeah. Then you've got other people, and then you've got, like, the whole entire woman in, like, representation in social and media. Are you kidding me? Just look at, like, the most popular app this year, which I'm surprised was not YouTube Rewind. TikTok.
Wait, literally. YouTube Rewind is not an app.
No. TikTok's an app, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, okay, never mind.
You know, I'm saying the most popular app this year, TikTok, you know. Anyway, literally, even, like, the stuff that people were actually doing, most of those people were females. So that's, I mean, that's not really a good argument point for social media, but hey, you're predominantly in the most popular app of all time. On top of that, you guys have been represented in movies and books as authors, not as characters, but, like, as authors and all those things, more predominantly than males, if you're, like, excluding, like, James Patterson, who pumps out a book every week. especially for females, they're fighting for equality for no reason. Like, they already have their equality, they just want to be more powerful than men, at least the extremists. I'm not saying that feminism... like, the modern feminist. Like, I consider myself a feminist, but not to an extreme of they need to be...
Yeah, you don't consider yourself, like, a male feminist cock or
something
like that.
Yeah, I'm not a white knight here.
Yeah. Like, I'm the same way. Like, I believe everyone is pretty much equal. I mean, yeah, there's some people who have, like, some more problems than others, but, like, just, I'm not, like, I don't know.
I'm just saying that, like, as far as male-female goes, I think that everyone's equal, everyone deserves the same amount, but now that you've already got that, the only thing that you really need to stand up for is just, like, rape rights, I guess, if you know what I'm talking about. Not, like, rights to be raped or anything like that, no. I mean, if you want to rape me, go ahead. You have my consent, so it's not rape anymore.
Alright.
I do not care. I'm saying, like, obviously they should be more protected from that.
And like, given more resources?
Given more resources to be protected from that.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, women are pretty much equal to men, if not, probably more, higher in social status and all that. just because you've got more females on planet Earth than men, so it's a higher chance that they'll be higher in social status, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Sorry about that getting all, like, political for a second.
Yeah, but no, because YouTube Rewind was made political, like, yeah. That, especially that segment of, like, everyone being equal. Yeah, no. No. That had to get political if we were to talk about that today. Anyway,
if YouTube wants to, like, redeem itself from that catastrophe that they made,
make PewDiePie the start of meme review 2019.
Make the biggest YouTuber the face of the next YouTube Rewind, right?
Yeah, because it's YouTube Rewind. Forever. It's not social media Rewind.
Yeah, and like bring all the relevant good content creators who
Markiplier, Jacksepticeye,
who care about their content, who've been doing like donation streams for like hours on end, like yeah. They don't take in a lot of money and then just be like, yo guys, check out my new Lamborghini, I got this new Rolex, 50 grand, I got the new latest iPhone, but also I donated $5 to cancer research, and you know, I'm a good human being, but check out this mansion, dude, look how big it is. But like, all these other good YouTubers, they don't do that.
Yeah.
They put all that, like PewDiePie's donated, when he made millions and millions of dollars,
He donated most of it too.
He donated like all of that.
Yeah, to India. Yeah. Which is literally where T-Series is, and it's like, I mean, obviously I get it, he did it, he chose that specifically because of the negative comments he was getting on his channel directed towards India, so I can see why he chose that that area specifically to donate to, but still, he donated money, and he did it out of the good of his heart. He didn't do it because, oh yeah, look, I'm a good person.
Yeah, just because he wants to redeem himself and prove people that he's good.
Yeah.
Like, if you just
He doesn't mean to do that.
Like, I don't understand why they wouldn't include those kind of YouTubers. They just included all these random-ass vloggers that you don't even... Like, it's just it's super irrelevant.
Yeah, like, Nigga Higga. Nigga. And I've just completely messed up his name. Ah! That guy.
Yeah.
He definitely should have been on there, like, as a relevant... I mean, I know he's not as relevant as he used to be, but still.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I don't think the next YouTube Rewind, I don't think they're gonna do that.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, the like to dislike ratio on YouTube Rewind.
The like to dislike ratio on YouTube Rewind is insane.
Yeah, it's like 600,000 likes, 1 million dislikes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because like, YouTube just won't listen to its audience.
And then you've got the whole entire like other strikes and everything going on with all other YouTubers. Like, especially the popular ones, they all announce, like, oh, I'm taking breaks, and so, I don't know. In a way, I can see why YouTube picked why they did, but then again, I can see why they picked like they did, and I can see the positives of it, and I can also see the negatives of it, because, like, some of the bigger YouTubers today that are posting today went on breaks this year. They weren't as prominent, so, but then again, you could have, like, featured Logan Paul and KSI. That was a huge part of YouTube for at least a while.
Yeah.
You could have featured, I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to sound like a broken record. Jacksepticeye, PewDiePie, Markiplier. You could have featured literally anyone that was in like the YouTube brawls for charity, like KSI, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, even though I'm not the biggest fans of them, they're a big face of YouTube. They have some of the bigger subscriber counts.
Yeah, and this year they didn't feature any gaming YouTubers.
Yeah.
They featured only Ninja, but he does like
Ninja,
Fortnite
but he only does
streams.
Fortnite in live streams, yeah. So it's kinda like, well, this is I feel like Ninja was the biggest YouTuber name on the whole entire Rewind, because of how the popularity of Fortnite, and literally the fact that the whole entire Rewind was based on Fortnite.
Yeah. That's another thing I hated about it. Just, like,
Everything was Fortnite.
And
because it was a popular game in the latter half of, the latter half of the year does not mean that your whole entire video should be based around it. You're acting like the whole entire year was Fortnite when it really wasn't. Yeah. Especially when the hype train's kind of dying out for it. I mean, Fortnite memes are still relevant, obviously, like the default dance, but that's about it, besides the default dance.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, John Wick needs your help. He's stuck in Tilted Towers, but hurry. Yeah, like, those memes, but even then, those memes are kind of dying out, too. So it's kind of like, you done goofed, YouTube. You done goofed.
Even, like, Rewind last year, when they featured,
I'll have
like...
I to rewatch Rewind last year. I do not remember. It wasn't Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it?
I don't remember. He might have been, but,
I'm pretty sure he was, like, Lele, a big player in it.
Lele Pons was a big part of it. And, dude, she's not even a good content creator. She puts out all this brain-dead, like...
She was in this one, too.
Wait, she was? I didn't see her.
I'm pretty sure she was.
Probably because I, like, skipped through it, because I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
But, dude, she, like... I don't understand why YouTube is featuring the creators like her, because she just has companies behind her back. She has nothing of value to her. No creativity, nothing. Every, like, skit that she makes... You don't get the... You get the catch line, but it's not funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's just brain-dead content for, like, little kids to absorb. And you literally get nothing out of it. It's stupid.
Yeah, the whole entire Rewind this year was a massive disappointment. Alright, this podcast is coming close to an end.
We got to school so early. There's, one in the parking lot.
This podcast is coming to an end, so we can have a little bit of positivity at the end of our podcast. I'd like to take a quick announcement, if you don't mind. Today is December 7th, which means probably the biggest game of 2019 is coming out. Yes, Smash Bros. I know Chris is sick of me talking about this, but I don't know if you guys haven't heard yet, but there was DLC released last night, and the game hasn't even been announced yet. So for those of you who are big fans of Persona 5, you guys got Joker. I don't know who the fuck he is, but he's apparently some big Persona character. So your favorite Persona characters in Smash. Congratulations, guys. Bravo.
Our entire friend group is like obsessed with that game, and I'm the only one who's not because I haven't been a part of the Nintendo franchise stuff for a long time. But if you're a Smash fan, that's great. You can listen to Tate talk about that sometimes,
yeah.
I guess.
So yeah, the whole entire Ultimate thing is out. It's today. I hope you guys happy smashing in both senses.
Yeah, and sorry if some of you kind of got offended today because we kind of went into like political commentary for a second.
What's going on? Oh, did you end the podcast?
Why the fuck are you in here?
Did you end the podcast?
No,
we're still
get
talking.
Get out.
Hey guys,
you can
okay,
edit this out, right?
Scott's in
can
the
you
car.
Cut out like a segment of the podcast?
Well, I still have more to say, so I can't really cut this out.
What do you mean you have more to say?
Sorry about all the political talk today. If any of you got offended by that, we just had to include that because of YouTube Rewind. And now there's Carson getting into the car.
Well, we've got the whole VR squad in the car now. All right, guys. We've got friends.
Yeah, we have friends, which is shocking. Scott and Carson are in the car now. I don't know why you guys just kind of like came in here without whatever.
Gotta be a part of the podcast.
Yeah.
You're not saying anything though. Say your names and who you are and why you're here.
Hi, I'm Scott.
State your business.
I'm here because I don't know. There's my business.
That's good. Okay, what about you, Carson?
Hello, my name is Carson, and I only came in here because Scott came in here, so I don't really know.
You mean car sob?
No.
Anyways,
all right.
Yeah, so that was today's
podcast. That was today's mess of an end of a podcast.
Today's Friday, right?
Today is Friday.
So we're gonna see you guys next Monday. Unless if Tate has another doctor's appointment where he has to check out his ankle or his, like, liver or something. Anyways, we'll figure it out.
Bye.